Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately, Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and beginning to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the one God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Just a quick liturgical word. Our Father Carl preaches from the aisle. Our Father Michael preaches from the aisle. That is not a gift that God gave me. You always lead with your strengths, and you wouldn't even want me to try doing it in the middle of the aisle without notes. Just saying. Now, last week, we heard the gospel about Jesus feeding the 5,000. After everyone has eaten, Jesus sends the disciples in the boat, quote, to the other side. After dismissing the crowd, Jesus finally has some time to pray. Now, since he didn't set out to meet the disciples until morning, he must have spent the entire night at prayer. Now, maybe he did fall asleep, but the Gospels don't tell us that this happened. Just that he prayed, and when evening came, was alone. A storm arose while the disciples were crossing the Sea of Galilee. Now, some of the disciples were fishermen by trade, so they'd know how to handle a boat in all types of weather. But this storm that arose must have been a big one, as even they were having some trouble and were afraid. And then Jesus did one of the things that people use as a metaphor in describing others at times. He walked on water. And you've all heard that. Boy, he's so good. He could walk on water. He could do anything. I've heard this used many times about how good someone is at something. He could practically walk on water. Now, it's interesting that the reference is usually to how skilled someone is at their job, but not how holy they are. As Jesus walked to the boat in the middle of the storm, the disciples didn't realize it was Jesus. Now, it shouldn't be too shocking to us that they thought it was a ghost. After all, the basic laws of gravity tells us that if you have a certain built, you can float on water. I, by the way, don't have that built. And I just sink right down, no matter what. But you certainly can't walk on water. So Jesus reassures them that it's him. It's all right. And as always, it's Peter who opens his mouth first with the challenge. If it's really you, command me to walk on the water. So Jesus does so. And Peter actually gets out of the boat and starts walking. But then reality sets in, and he starts to sink. He calls out for Jesus to save him. How many times have we called out for Jesus to save us in one way or another? You know, sometimes we forget the difference between God can do something and God will do something. And I've often said that God does not take direct orders from me. But that does not mean that we shouldn't ask, realizing that in the asking, in the praying, we are consciously connecting to God. By lifting up to God a concern, a need, a doubt, a problem, it is we who are changed. It's not like God doesn't know what is happening, and we're trying to remind God or point it out to him. Lord, there are children starving all over the world. Do something about it. Dear God, we have wars everywhere. Please make these wars stop. Dear God, my spouse beats me every night. Please make him stop. Dear God, my car is 5 years old and it's a Shonda. Lord, I'm so embarrassed. Do something about that. I need a new car. So no, God does know. But God does not give us what we want. God gives us what we need. And that's the difference between faith and magic. At that moment in the gospel, Peter needed Jesus, and Jesus was there for him. And we often take the next words of Jesus as a rebuke. You of little faith, why did you doubt? But it can also be taken as encouragement. You almost had it. You were doing it. Keep it up. And I just wonder why Jesus didn't tell Peter, try again. There's actually hope in those words of Jesus. Peter didn't have it all together, and he didn't fully understand. And neither did the rest of the disciples, for that matter. But each step they took, however clueless they were, helped them to encounter Jesus in a clearer way. Much like the old childhood hymn, day by day, dear Lord, three things I pray, to see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly day by day. And so on this day, Peter's prayer is a cry for help. Peter's prayer was one of intercession. But when they got back into the boat, the other disciples also practiced another form of prayer. They worshiped Jesus, also called a prayer of adoration. If I were to make a guess, I'd say that the disciples were reacting out of adrenaline. Just the day before, they watched Jesus heal the sick and make 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish feed 5,000 men with 12 baskets left over. But they didn't seem to be so affected by this to worship Jesus. But between the storm raging, seeing a ghost coming towards them, who turns out to be Jesus, walking on water, watching Peter walk on water, and then when Jesus gets into the boat with them, the wind ceased. They finally broke and had to respond. They were so overcome with the power and love of God in Christ that they had no choice but to worship him. And they made their statement of faith: "Truly, you are the Son of God." Prayer of adoration is acknowledging the fact that God is God and we aren't. Did they understand what Jesus being the Son of God really meant? Well, highly unlikely based on the rest of the gospel. But it was one step closer to seeing Jesus more clearly and putting their trust in him. St. Augustine was the Bishop of Hippo in northern Africa in the 4th and 5th centuries. He once said in a sermon on today's gospel, "You are not walking on the lake like Peter, but on another sea. Trials, its waves, temptations, its storms, and men devouring each other as fishes do. Don't be afraid. Step out stoutly, lest you sink. When the gale blows and the waves rise and your weakness makes you fear you will be lost, cry out, 'Lord, I am sinking,' and he who bade you walk will not let you perish." Amen.